Mallika ji, after listening to such a beautiful lecture, I'm just emboldened to share what impacted me the most from the management perspective and from the thought of virtues one should have. You talked about the virtues of the women in Ramayana whom we don't know much. The latent, the virtues are the ones that we need to really find it out and try to practice. And the character which I would like to think of is Kumbhakarna. You know, we call him as another brother of Ravana, though he is totally different from Vibhishana. We don't know much about him. We think that he's very villainous, and he fought, you know, in the side of Ravana. The management concept that I am looking at here is grit. Angela Duckworth, you know, in a famous book, Grit, she talks about people who execute their jobs with full passion and perseverance. She calls it as a passion and perseverance, regardless of the situation. I mean, it could be, you know, morally, you know, when we look at it, it could be wrong, but when their perspective is taken, it is something that, you know, we need to really appreciate. Like those who go out and then do the onslaught on the enemy line by our army people, we can't say that, oh, they are killing. It's not. It is their job to kill and decimate the enemies to make the world safer. So when we look at it, I mean, sometimes even the concept could be wrong. You know, I have wondered, you know, many a times, can Kumbhakarna be called as an example of grit? See, Vibhishana, in the interest of the Shastra, he advises Ravana and he gets thrown. He was not against Ravana, by the way. He was only against the acts of Ravana. He is not against him. He calls him as his not only brother, also his, you know, his father. You know, when the Mandralasana was going on, Vibhishana gets up and he says, "No, what you are doing is wrong. But I consider you the highest, you know, person in the world." And Kumbhakarna, on the other hand, he supports Ravana at that time, but he tells, "Your act is not right." He tells in a subtle way. He makes his statement clear when Ravana calls him during the discussions. He insists on fighting the war that is imposed on Lanka. Though he says that it could have been avoided had you been a little bit controlled in your conduct and kept your desires, you know, in a much more meaningful way as guided. He doesn't talk about Shastra, but he says, you should have been much more guided and guarded in your desires. So now what happens is when they go for the war, Kamba Ramayana, that's what, you know, I'm very passionate about, and where he describes a war between Ram and Kumbhakarna, it goes on and on for a long time. And Kumbhakarna carries one trishul and one lancer on the other hand, and he starts killing all the Vanrasena. Now, till that time, Rama and Kumbhakarna were just fighting. It was kind of, you know, technical fights. But then now Rama gets enraged because his bhaktas are getting hurt. So now he thinks of, you know, damaging this guy to the moks and then eventually kill him. So he starts with his right hand. So he chops Kumbhakarna's right hand. The hand falls. Then Kumbhakarna picks it up with his left hand and then he smashes the Vanrasena with that. Looking at it, Rama hits his left hand and he chops it. Now Kumbhakarna is handless. And then he starts running towards Rama. And then in that process, he creates a stampede and he kills. Now Ram chops his right foot. Now Kumbhakarna is enraged. Now he has lost all three, you know, main things in his body to fight. But then he hops in his left leg and then he goes towards the chariot of Ram. Ram was stunned at that. He says he has never seen anyone who could come and then fight like this, kill the less. Then he chops his left leg as well. Now Kumbhakarna is about to fall. He picks up a mountain, maybe a small hill by his teeth. And then he wants to throw that on Ram's chariot. And then he wants to fall on that. Ram, at this moment, he is totally stunned. And in that, Kamba says, you know, Mannanum Malarkaram Vidhipuchan. This Vidhirpu means it's a stunning. The king, you know, even he lost his hand at that moment. He was frozen. He couldn't even, put the next arrow in the place. This moment could have been decisively a turning point in Ramayana. Actually, if you read through that in the Yudhakanda, people don't normally read it, thinking that it's all about war and you should not read about war at home. It's not actually that way. Had Kumbhakarna continued in his determined spirit with just one heave and fall, Ram could have been injured. But till that point, Ram thinks, I have never seen somebody who has got such a dedication for his brother, and he is going with his patience and his perseverance. This is an, Kumbhakarna epitomizes the grit. And the next point comes in. This is actually what our army warriors did that in Ladakh, right? When the whole thing happened, when they went for the next time, we lost 20 brave soldiers, but China lost more than 40, at least by our own accounts. This caused the biggest problem in their side. What is the grit level? They thought the Chinese know better on the war side, and they had everything, and they had been used to that kind of a, minus 20, minus 30 temperature. But our warriors could carry on. They are from the Bihar regiment, and they did that. Bihar is not minus 10, minus 30. But our guys showed the grit and determination in the war. And that was the one which was putting them psychologically in a back foot for the Chinese to come and then negotiate with us. Chinese are now realizing that they cannot fight with a very determined force of India. It is not 1962 anymore. Now, I'll go back to one more point on that. One more psychological point that we look at in management is the self-doubt. We could be perfectly on our strategy, we could go on, and suddenly if you start doubting our own intention, can I win? That's it. Even when we are about to clinch the victory, we will lose it. That's what happened to Kumbhakarna, as depicted by Kamba in his Kamba Ramayana. He says, when he was about to fall on Rama's chariot with that huge, hillock in his mouth, suddenly he thinks, I cannot win. I have lost my legs and my hands, and who will protect my brother? And that moment, his zeal and his enthusiasm, which was driven by his passion, perseverance, it got stopped. And his logical thinking took over. Sometimes you can't be so logical. You should not be. That's what it comes in. As ma'am said, had Ratan Tata thought that, hey, I'm the biggest man, why should I help that driver? He need not. And in by normal means, nobody will be doing it. He was not driven by the logic. He was driven by the passion and compassion for another fellow human being. The logic never worked over there. And that's why here the logic came up, unfortunately, for Kumbhakarna. And he says, Varambindri Valvanukku Uyyum Aaru Aridu Endru Than Ullathil Unarndhu Oru Thuyar Uttaan. Forgive me for a big verb over here. That's exact prose that what Kamba read. He says, Varambindri Valvan. Without a control, a person lives. He says, the person who lives without a control, who is going to help him? There is no way he can escape. That's the dharma which comes in. Now there is a totally different Kumbhakarna comes up in his mind. And then he says, now Kumbhakarna falls back. He did not fall on Ram's chariot. He falls on the other side. And then he tells Rama, it's an insult if I die like this. Just chop my head off and then take it away. I don't want anyone to see my, severed head in the war. Just take it away from the field. That's a warrior mind in him come out. Look at it. The perseverance and patience and the dedication to the cause, regardless how faulty it could be, but then he stood for his brother. But then when he was about to fall, the logic came up. But till that time, he was always telling that, Ravana, what you are doing is wrong, but I am there with you. But that even at the time of death, he says, he is not living the right life, but who is going to protect him? That's what his words were. And then he dies. So when we think of it, with the Kural, Enni Tuniha Karmam, Tunindavin Ennuvam Enbadhirukku. This says, Kural says, think before you act. And the second part is, it is wrong if you think that I can think once I start the work. That's most of the time when we think, so this is the second time after we start, it will be always a negative thinking. We think that it is criticism. No, it may not be criticism. It is most of the time it is found to be a negative thinking. So it is always better to have people who says that let's go ahead and then let's get the job done, regardless of what happens. So this Kumbhakarna fell for the negative self-doubt and he lost his focus. So we have the two points now here to note, ladies and gentlemen. This one is having the grit to execute, and second, not to have a self-doubt as a criticism once you are in the execution. Thank you for the opportunity, G.